Premium.
702.
Weekend Breakfast
with Kobus Mhlungu. Let's walk the talk.
It's 12 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back to Weekend Breakfast on 702. Time for us to get into our future of conversation. And this week we're looking at the future of entrepreneurship in South Africa. We all know the immense challenges with our very low economic growth, our high unemployment rate, our huge inequality, and also our very high levels of poverty. And increasingly, especially for young people are being told that entrepreneurship might be the way to try and dealing with some of those challenges. There has been some investment in teaching entrepreneurship. 2 weeks ago, we heard from the Higher Education, Science and Innovation Ministry. They've established entrepreneurship hubs at our TVET colleges. Those are the Technical Vocational Education and Training Colleges. They're also introducing new subjects at a school level. This is over the next 5 years, to meet the strategy of developing skills that are needed by the economy. And some of these subjects, like robotics, coding, are coming in the next year. Other ones include agricultural studies, aquaponics, aviation studies, civil technology, ECD, electronic technology, maritime sciences, personal care, and all in a bid to try and build a new generation of workers and entrepreneurs. But are we doing enough? Are you a small business owner who perhaps you have some ideas on what we should be teaching young people about the world of entrepreneurship? What do you wish you were told before you went into the business of running a small or medium sized business? Let us know on 011-883-0702. Send us an SMS on 31702. We're joined on the line by project leader for the WITS Entrepreneurship Clinic, Dr. Robert Fenter, to speak about how the WITS Entrepreneurship Clinic is also looking to create an environment of successful entrepreneurs. Dr. Fenter, good morning and welcome to Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning, girls. Good morning to your listeners. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time. So tell us about what is the WITS Entrepreneurship Clinic?
The clinic itself has been set up to particularly address youth unemployment in two ways. And our focus is on developing our clinicians. These are volunteer postgraduate students who are working in the clinic to provide advice to entrepreneurs. And in so doing, building their own marketability within the job market. And then, of course, accelerating small businesses or entrepreneurs, both student-based as well as community-based entrepreneurs. And those community-based entrepreneurs will be from the communities in which WITS has a direct presence, whether it be around Johannesburg or within a rural facility or even further abroad, further afield within South Africa.
Yeah. And in terms of that, sort of those two main focus areas, developing the clinicians themselves, but also accelerating small businesses, why those two focus areas? Did the, through kind of your research or your knowledge, was that what seemed to be missing or lacking for entrepreneurs?
Well, what we found particularly was that graduate unemployment is on the rise, and we felt that we had to particularly address that within amongst our own graduates and find ways to at least make them a little bit more marketable and certainly build up a skill set that would enable them to engage with the world of work, but potentially also perhaps even to engage within a broader entrepreneurial ecosystem beyond graduation. So that was a particular focus from the graduate perspective. Then we found that obviously we have a burgeoning unemployment rate in general. Mm-hmm. And we obviously felt that providing a skill set, a basis to grow businesses, to sustain businesses was necessary. And therefore to feed into entrepreneurs within communities in order to create more sustainable businesses became our focal point accordingly.
Yeah. One of the big challenges entrepreneurs often find is the issue of funding. And we saw this most obviously 2 years ago when we were in the more stricter lockdowns, many small businesses having to make the very difficult decision of shutting shop because they couldn't access funding and the funding that had been made available, they didn't qualify for. Does the clinic look at, and I'm quite interested with the acceleration part, does that look at capacitating or assisting businesses in how to pitch for funding? Because that's often one of the things that comes up is that many business owners actually don't know where to pitch and at which stage to pitch for additional funding. So is there a component in the clinic's work that kind of looks at how to capacitate small businesses or entrepreneurs around that?
Yes, very much so. We absolutely agree that funding is a central issue. And for us, we address it both through, obviously, like you point out, developing the skills amongst entrepreneurs to understand the funding space and to engage with that funding space in a more responsive fashion. But then also we link our entrepreneurs through our mentors potentially to funding opportunities as well. So we're wanting to very much try and enable entrepreneurs to match what they have to offer with what funding is available.
And so is the clinic for people who are already business owners? They've started something and so they just need perhaps the incubation and the support? Or is it for people who haven't started something but they're looking to start something?
We're wanting to capture both ends. We're wanting to certainly cater for the ideation phase too. So we're wanting people to come to us and say, we've got a really great idea, but we're not quite sure how to translate this into something that is a viable opportunity. On the one hand, and of course, then on the other hand, we are going to be working with those entrepreneurs that have got existing businesses and are needing support that is specific to the particular business accordingly.
And so who then qualifies to, and how do they join the entrepreneurship clinic?
So right now, so we don't have any sort of qualification per se put on the process. We're simply wanting to engage with as many entrepreneurs as possible. We would want them to reach out to us and do so sort of whenever they feel the need to, but also if they feel that we can provide some support to them. So we do have a number that I can provide, mm-hmm. and it's obviously a landline, so, and that would be during working hours, but I'm happy to provide it. Would you like me to do so?
Yes, please.
Okay, so it's 717-011-717-8348. Mm-hmm. 8348. Yes.
And in terms of, so I know obviously the clinic is based in South Africa, but are there any connections with institutions or projects that are elsewhere in the world to expose the people who are participating in the clinic to global best practice as well?
Very much so. So our UK partner is University of Edinburgh, and we're working closely with Edinburgh Innovations, we're leveraging their skill set to try and understand how best to develop our clinic experience based on, obviously, their insights and their knowledge that they have refined over several years. So very much so wanting to build those international connections and possibly then expose our own entrepreneurs to that, those connections accordingly.
Mm. And speaking of, I guess, the broader global economy, where do we rank with regards to encouraging entrepreneurship or nurturing entrepreneurship? How well are we doing in that space?
There are a couple of indicators that we look to. The most important one would be that reflected by the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, South Africa doesn't perform potentially as well as it could in this regard. And obviously, a lot of that has to do, to my mind, with the ecosystem itself and how we're not necessarily nurturing the right ecosystem for entrepreneurs and where we need to be putting more effort into that accordingly. So we feel very much that part of our role as a clinic is to feed into that ecosystem and to help build the ecosystem accordingly.
Mm. In addition to the work that the clinic is doing and kind of contributing, as you were saying, to that ecosystem, what else could be done to better nurture and support entrepreneurship? Especially, you know, in our economy, we know we have pretty low growth. There's this increase, this continued increase in the cost of living, high inequality, high poverty, challenges around education. What else needs to be done in that kind of very complicated context to encourage or support small business owners?
So there's a couple of things. I mean, I think building almost a culture of entrepreneurship that infuses a society as a whole is a very important step to take. And that means that a holistic approach from government, from the private sector and the like, all needs to be taken in order to sustain that. But I also think, and it's something that I heard you speaking about, that sort of embedding of entrepreneurial orientation into different institutions at different levels, offering different course offerings, providing different course offerings, and that sort of thing is very necessary. And of course, then that potentially also then filters down to secondary school level to help to infuse that overall culture and to develop an overall entrepreneurial orientation across the board.
Mm. I'm always quite interested, and you know, you'll get a different answer depending on who you ask. Can we make entrepreneurs, or are people just like naturally inclined to be entrepreneurs? And I ask because, you know, people often say, well, you know, I don't know how to start a business. I don't think I have the skill. I don't think I have the talent. But the reality is, in the South African economy, we almost don't have that luxury anymore. And more people are having to think like entrepreneurs. But can entrepreneurs be made? Can entrepreneurs be trained? Or are we kind of working with people who already have a knack for it, people already have the interest in doing this?
It's a common question, and it's one that we certainly grapple with at particularly the tertiary level, at university level. We sort of try to get our minds around this as much as we can. We generally feel that obviously we can make entrepreneurs, as it were. We can educate individuals into becoming entrepreneurs. There are certain parts of that journey that may be inherent to the individual, but we feel very strongly that a lot of where we sit currently is around generating and building entrepreneurs and building that propensity as much as possible. Mm. And that transcends the hard skills, and that is very important. It's very important to also focus on developing the soft skills too, building that resilience, building the self-efficacy within potential entrepreneurs, and helping them to understand how to navigate some of the more complex areas of building and sustaining a business and overcoming failure, for instance.
Mm. And how long is the clinic? Is there sort of a set period that one would be in the clinic for? And at the end of the clinic, is there certification? Is there, what is kind of, once you leave, what do you, obviously in addition to, I think, the skills, the incubation, et cetera, what do you take out of it having participated?
So where we are at the moment is to simply understand what individuals' needs are and then to place them into different parts of the clinic in terms of responding to those needs. And, mm-hmm. and those needs might be very specific and relatively more easily resolvable by linking them to our networks and to our mentors. And others might sit within the domain of providing some sort of training, providing some sort of holistic approach to developing the entrepreneur. And under those circumstances, once entrepreneurs have gone through a formal training process, for instance, we'll provide them with some sort of certification to indicate that had happened. And then transitioning out, we want to then obviously link our entrepreneurs again to our different mentors and help them to continue along the journey of developing the business and growing the business accordingly. So we don't want to see it as a sort of a single exit point where we entrepreneurs come through our clinic and then after they've gone through a process, they exit and, you know, they don't continue along that journey with us. We'd want to try and sustain them as long as possible beyond working directly in the clinic.
Mm. And how does this fit into the Innovation for African Universities project?
How does it? Sorry, I missed the question. Yes, it does.
How does it fit?
Yes, so we were part of one of the 9 universities in South Africa that received funding through the IAU program, and our sort of support has been to develop the clinic, develop its offerings, and to then launch the clinic accordingly.
Dr. Fenter, thank you very much for joining us this morning. It's been a pleasure chatting to you.
Thanks, Gunz. Thank you very much.